Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, goo.
Steiny.
What's up?
Paid for me. She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
That, my friends, is what I like to call a mid-season classic. Baltimore 20, the San Francisco 49ers 17. We're going to nitpick, we're going to dissect, we're going to analyze. But the bottom line is, that was a great game between two great teams. It's the game of the year so far in the NFL. 49ers came out on the short end of the stick, guys, but I'm not that concerned. I thought they played well. They just lost to a real good team on the road, Goo.
You need to be concerned, and they did do themselves some favors. They looked like a 10-1 team. It was a heavyweight fight. But the fallout is, the reality, Bonte, the math is not on the Niners' side. Because if Seattle wins tonight, and I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but another game decided by a field goal kick that your kicker missed before the game winner, and I say that to say is, at some point, as fabulous as the Niners are, as stout as that defense is, you cannot let Lamar Jackson or whoever get the ball and control it for 6-plus minutes to end it on a walk-off. The Niners did some good things, but at the end of the day now, it seems unfair, but 10-2, and if Seattle beats Minnesota again, they're the fifth seed, and with that,
a lot of time left, Guru.
Okay.
A lot of time left.
But
it's a lot of time left. Okay,
no,
Seattle plays Minnesota.
Okay, why?
Steiny, you're playing the best team in football.
Right. You're
on the
best
road.
Team in football.
No, you're not.
You
Baltimore.
Won in that game 10-1.
No, everybody picked Baltimore.
That.
We asked you to pick who's our picks for the week. You picked Baltimore plus minus the 6.5.
Who had the better record? You're 10-1. I don't want to hear about
Lamar
Jackson.
But nobody said Niners played nobody.
10-1. You were the last undefeated team. You bow down to nobody. Everybody's throwing rose petals at the Ravens. Damn it. The Niners came into that game with the best record in the NFL before I watched the ball game.
But
those
why
are facts.
But why did everybody say, oh, this Baltimore team is so great. They do beat the Patriots. They just beat. They dropped 45 on the LA Rams on Monday Night Football. Look, that game yesterday, Steiner, you're right. That was a classic. The best game of the year. It was hard-hitting. It was physical. Big plays were made by both teams, and it came down to a field goal. That's all we could have asked for on a Sunday morning. The Niners went in there and showed. If anything, they showed, because a lot of people say, oh, well, the Packers are fraudulent. Oh, Carolina stinks.
Right.
We all know now the Niners can play with the big boys.
888-957-9570 is the number. Rapid fire coming up next. That's when you get the word on yesterday's game. 888-957-9570. Rapid fire. Let's start lining them up. I want to hear your views on yesterday's ball game. 2017, Baltimore wins the ball game. Great game. They win it on a late field goal. Did the 49ers play a perfect game? No. Did Kyle Shanahan coach a perfect game? No. But you know what? I'm not going to be overly critical of the 49ers. I'm just not. They played a heck of a ball game. They're 10-2. They're still where they need to be. I'm not going to pick apart a game where you're clearly playing against the hottest team in the league, the team that has put it all together the last 5 or 6 weeks on their home field in that kind of weather. Hats off to the 49ers.
Yes, and I don't want you to think I'm being overly critical. There's nothing to be overly critical about. The bottom line is you were 10-1. The Ravens went into that game 9-2. So I know Lamar Jackson's doing it with flash.
Baltimore was favored in that game.
By 6.5.
Okay. I see almost over more than a touchdown.
six and a half. Guru.
We talked
they were
about
favored.
This is where I'm coming from. we talked about expectations at the beginning of this year. Nobody in their right mind had the Niners 10-2 through 12. They did themselves favors. They looked like the second best, if not the best team yesterday. I'm not doubting that. What we talked about is the field. I'm taking your word, the field goal post moving. And we talked about if the Niners don't get the number one seed, how big of a disappointment that would be. And that game yesterday, with all that you talk about, you're right, Steiny, a hot team that could not stop the run. The Ravens could not stop the run. And for some reason, I felt like the Niners did them favors and went away from the run. But to think that they couldn't win that game, Bonte, I don't think I'm coming in overly critical. That was a winnable game, and I'm going to put the rat on the table, and I told the fellas before I got on with you guys, these are two games and two losses. Kicking was an issue, and kicking was an issue yesterday. So moving forward, if you're trying to win that game, you got to shore up what's going on in your kicking game.
Kicking wasn't the biggest issue yesterday, Guru. It was the decision-making of Kyle Shanahan at the end of the first half and on a 4th-and-1 play. Let's just put the right on the table. We all knew Robbie Gould was coming into this game limping. He hasn't had a great year. The kicking game for Robbie Gould has been awful. It's been absolutely awful. But that game yesterday didn't come down to kicking. It didn't. That was at the end of the first half. That didn't lose you the game, nor did it win you the game. That game was lost when you got your pass, batted down on 4th-and-1 in its shot goal formation. Yep. You should have either been in a running formation, an I formation, or a play-action pass. But damn it, I am so sick of teams from high school, college, and the pros running shotgun on 4th-and-1. I'm tired of it. I'm absolutely sick of it. But the game wasn't. It didn't come down to kicking, Guru.
I didn't say it came down to kicking. Did. I just said it was another. It reared its head. Your kicking issues reared its head. It did in Seattle. What don't you get? You got two losses, and your kicker choked or missed kicks they're supposed to make.
They had a backup kicker. Okay.
Backup kicker. And he sent them to overtime by going 3-for-3. And yeah, he missed a game winner in overtime. But he got you to overtime.
And I didn't say that was the biggest issue. It reared its head. And you played for a kick at the end, when into the first half, when I thought had you had your foot on the pedal, Steiner, you might have got a touchdown.
888-957-9570. Rapid Fire is coming up next. It's your chance to get in and weigh in on yesterday's ball game. Look, to me, yesterday was very simple. Sometimes you lose games. The 49ers didn't lose yesterday. They got beat. They got beat by a damn good team on their home field. We're going to get into Shanahan's clock management. We're going to get into Jimmy G's turnover. We're going to get into all that stuff. But by and large, you take a step back, and that's not the game I'm going to kill the 49ers for. I'm just not.
Right.
They were.
How can you?
You look at their defense. They hold the Ravens to 20 points. They hold them to what, about 275 total yards? I mean, there's no doubt you can be disappointed in the outcome, but that's not a loss where I'm saying, see, they can't get it done. Not yesterday.
Yeah, that hasn't come out of my mouth, but when you talk about the best defense, which I think the Niners have in the NFL, Bonte, regardless of the conditions, after the Niners missed that kick, or didn't get it on 4th down, for Baltimore's offense to hold the ball 6+ minutes, that was a shocker to me. And I guess what I'm saying, Steiny, if I hear you correctly, it's okay to not expect your defense maybe to get a stop in that situation, because that's a lot of time for the Baltimore Ravens to go 34 yards, Bonte, and win the game against a defense that I think kept Lamar Jackson in, quote-unquote, his version of check.
Right. That was tough to watch, the last 6-3-3 of the game. It was tough to watch. But Baltimore's a tough team. That's what they do. They run the ball. They're very methodical. Converted that 4th-and-1 for the quarterback sneak. A couple third downs there at the end of the game. They earned that. Absolutely earned it. But the Niners defense as a whole, they held the Ravens to 3 points in that second half. 3 freaking points. Marcel Harris with the big strip fumble, making big plays that this defense didn't do a year ago. He comes in for Jaquaski Tartt and keeps the Niners in the game. They held Baltimore without a single point in that half up until the end of the game. So you walk away, you tip your cap, and you say, okay, hopefully we see them again. You see them again in the Super Bowl, hopefully, if the Niners can get there, and you know what to expect against this. Look, this exotic run game, man, with Lamar Jackson and Mark Ingram, you never know where the ball is going, fellas.
I had a headache, and I wasn't playing defense. Who had it? Which way is he going, Steiny?
I mean, Baltimore had the ball at their own 39 to start. and they won it on a 51-yard kick in the rain. It's not like Baltimore drove down the field and got a touchdown in a 9-minute drive. I mean, the 49ers defense held the Baltimore Ravens to 280 total yards, 283.
Is that their lowest of the season?
I mean,
no, it has to be.
To 20 points, three in the second half. They got beat. The Ravens beat them. But that game, to me, yesterday, again, is not the game where I'm going to point at and say, man, I don't know about this team. In fact, I look at that game yesterday and say, this team can beat any team anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we have to talk about Kyle Shanahan? Yes, we got to talk about Kyle Shanahan. But I thought the 49ers played a damn good ball game yesterday afternoon. And they're 10-2. They're 10-2, which is still the best record in the NFL, I believe.
And guess what? You still control your own destiny.
No doubt.
You go out there next Sunday, beat the Saints. You go beat the Falcons. You beat the Rams. And you go up to Seattle, and you give it what's coming to them up in Seattle and win a CenturyLink Field for the first time since 2011. We're all saying, okay, they got a bye week, and the road to the Super Bowl goes through Santa Clara. But they have to win. They got to keep winning. But the good thing is they still control their own destiny, Guru.
Yeah, and I know a lot of times you guys seeing me every day, oh, there was a GOAT. There was a reason for this. I echo all the sentiments Steiny's talking about, how the Niners, they looked respectable more than that yesterday. My point is the math is the math. And we talked about it going in. If you're going to lose a game, this is the game you could, quote unquote, afford to lose. But at the end of the day now, this great start, you're the last undefeated team. Seattle was a blip in the radar. Now you got two losses, and you got to take care of business in this operation, not Minnesota, but New Orleans, like you said, and you got to move on and focus on that game, which you cannot ill afford to lose.
All right, it is a Monster Monday, sponsored by Benjamin Moore Paints. Paint like no other. And let's get to Rapid Fire, brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. When you're looking to fire up that grill this football season, check out Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. Visit Friedman'sAppliance.com today.
It's time for Rapid Fire with Bonte, Steiny, and Guru. Your chance to sound off on the week's action. You've got 30 seconds. Rapid Fire starts now.
All right, we're going to take it from the top. Let's go to John. John is in Baltimore. You are the first person on Rapid Fire. What's going on, John?
Oh, man, I didn't even know what this Rapid Fire is. I haven't heard too much about that. I'm just calling in to chime in, but I guess I'll just try and vent a little bit.
Yeah.
At the game yesterday, okay? I was there. I went to two 49ers games this year. One was in D.C., and it was pouring down rain. And I went to the other one yesterday in Baltimore, and it was pouring down rain. And I tell you what, the Ravens did not beat us. We beat ourselves.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. Eric. Eric's in the city. Rapid fire, Eric. What's going on?
The easiest thing to be critical about Shanahan is the time issue at the end of two games now. But I'll be honest with you. The rat on the table is not that. The rat on the table is his lack of calling a running back screens. The whole game against Seattle, not one screen. The next week against Arizona, not one screen until the end of the first quarter, that screen to Richie James Jr. Yesterday, not one running back screen. If you want to throw on fourth and down, if you must throw, give a wide receiver screen to the left or wide receiver screen to the right. Anything, but just a screen play to slow down that blitz.
Thanks, Eric. Brian Los Altos, you're on Rapid Fire. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, guys. Hey, what a great game, tough game. I'm with Steiny. I'm not going to be that critical. We still can, we have our fate in our own hands, but I completely agree with Bonta. When you're in fourth and one, you don't run it with the shotgun. You run it out of the eye, which gives you the most opportunities. You can screen left, screen right, hand off, everything. We beat ourselves, and I'm worried about Shanahan at the end of the game.
888-957-9570 is the number. We are in the middle of Rapid Fire. You can get your calls in, get your quick take from yesterday's 2017 Ravens win over the 49ers. Billy Ray. Billy Ray is in Fremont. What's going on, Billy May?
Hey, this is Billy Ray. Hey, listen, Steiny, I want to tell you I got your back, and tell Guru he must have bumped his head because I heard him distinctly say it was the kicking game. That's it.
Thanks for the call, Billy Ray. Bobby in San Leandro. What's going on, Bobby? How you doing? What do you got?
Doing great. best way, the best thing we should have did to stop that quarterback is to attack both the running back and the quarterback.
Yes.
We could have stopped it.
Easier said than done, but I know what you're saying. You got to try to almost tackle two guys. Phil, no. Phil is in San Jose. What's going on, Phil? How you doing, man? What do you got? Phil going once in San Jose.
Hey.
What's up?
Just real quick, they can pay me a game ticket, and I'll help Shanahan manage the clock. Shame we've lost two games only because he can't manage the clock.
Thanks for the call, Phil. Max. Max is in Santa Clara. What is going on, Max? What do you got? Rapid fire.
Hey, I just wanted to set Guru straight. That kick was tipped in the air, so I wouldn't put that on Robbie Gould. And then I want to say the strength of this team is the defensive line, and so their Achilles heel is mobile quarterbacks, and they're 2-2 against mobile quarterbacks, and the loss total is 6 points, so they're not doing too bad.
Thanks for the call.
Guru, you out your mind.
Thanks for the call. All right. Let's go to Roberto. Roberto is in Stanford. Finish this up, Roberto. Rapid fire.
Not a fan. Shouldn't worry too much about this. They just got to move on to New Orleans, and luckily they're not going to travel too far that they're actually going to stay out there for the week, so that's helpful.
Thanks for the call, Roberto. Appreciate it. And that's rapid fire for today. I wrote down a couple things that were said. We can pick up on all of these. First one. I heard it twice from two callers, and I'm going to have to disagree. That the 49ers beat themselves. Disagree.
What?
I don't think they beat themselves. They got beat. The other team is good, is really good. I didn't see a game where the 49ers, I mean, was a play that maybe could have happened here and there, but they didn't. I don't think they beat themselves. They only turned the ball over one time. It was early in the game. How about Lamar Jackson's turnover? Wow. That was even worse.
Wow.
He was going in for a score. I don't think the 49ers beat themselves. That would be my response to some of those callers.
I'm with you. They didn't play a perfect game, but no, they didn't. You know, you look at Jimmy Garoppolo and the fumble in the first quarter to get the Baltimore Ravens rolling there up 7-0. You got to take care of the football, better care of the football in the pocket. You can't do that if you're Jimmy Garoppolo. You just can't have that against a team of that caliber. Baltimore takes a ball, two plays, boom, they tie the football game. But then you even up the game, you settle in, and it was just a hard-hitting football game. But it's tough for me to say that the Niners did they beat themselves? They just have some questionable calls to themselves. That's all. Yeah. But give the Ravens credit, man. That is a good football team. A good football team. Second lowest yardage they've had all season long. And the lowest point total they had all season long.
There was a reason.
It was a reason, man.
And we got Baldy and Mooch coming up. But I want to ask both of them, because we talked about it last time I saw you. Sala, this was like, you know, the people, the national media was, this is a, you know, opportunity for him to show his defense could slow down the hottest thing going in the NFL. And we talked about spy, which we felt like we didn't see the Niners employ against Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray twice. Right. And it's easier from my couch in my pajamas in the rain with the remote. But it seemed like my guy was getting to the outside, and there was nobody there for about a good 5 or 6 yards, Steiny. So I don't know, you know, from my vantage point, if the Niners implemented a quarterback, quote-unquote, spy, Steiny, because it felt like Lamar, when he was doing that play-action fake, bam, he was getting what he wanted out. He was eating.
If we would have said on Friday the 49ers are going to give up 20 points, everybody on planet Earth who's been watching the Niners would have taken it.
Yep.
Everybody.
We would have all said a W for the Niners.
If we would have said, hey, look, Baltimore's going to end up with 283 yards of total offense, everybody would have taken it.
Yep.
They did what they had to do. They just didn't get the win. Shanahan didn't help the team at the end of the first half. One drive in the second half, if they could have obviously not given the ball back to Baltimore with 6.5 left, the game changes. But
right.
Again, that's not a game where I say this team's in trouble.
Right.
That's a game where I say, you know, they may have to go on the road. Yeah. If that's the way it works, that's the way it works, and that'll stink, especially if they're 13-3. But what team wants to play the 49ers?
Right. And I'll tell you two that don't, because, and I'm talking about, oh, if Seattle wins tonight, Bonte, right now the Niners would go to the fifth seed, but the Niners could still win that division. I would bet on them to win the division. But if you're Dallas or the Eagles, whoever wins the NFC least, the Niners going on that road game. Of course, it ain't in your backyard, but come on.
It's not a,
please.
Look, I don't want to jump
Niners
ahead.
Would, come on.
But it's not a foregone conclusion that the Niners will win in that wild card game. We saw the Seattle Seahawks at 7-9 win that game. We see teams that limp into the wild card game with a terrible record and win that home game. It's not easy winning on the road, especially in the playoffs. Everybody gets new life. Everybody's record is 0-0.
So you want no part of that game.
You want no part of that game. But let's talk about last night or yesterday. Like, you talk about – everybody's talking about quarterback spy on Lamar Jackson. How do you stop the option? NFL teams don't see an offense like this. That's why it's so tough to play them when you only have a week to prepare. And it's easier said than done to put a spy on a guy like Lamar Jackson. He's fast. He's agile.
And got
he's
100 deceptive. Yards.
He's deceptive. You never know if he's giving it to Ingram. Like, it's not easy just
so
to say, oh, let's
you're
go.
You're not happy with 100 yards?
No.
Too many?
I think you're over. The Niners did well. They bottled him up as much as you can bottle him up, Steiny. But when you look at the, you know, the passing numbers, at least for Lamar Jackson, it leaves a lot to be desired. But what I'm trying to say is the effect he had on the game is those 100 on the ground that he got. And that he kept drives going. And I got to tip my cap to the Ravens, too. They can milk the clock with the best of them, Jack. And that's why you alluded to that last drive. Well, you know, 6 minutes plus. I'm like, oh, now I'm going to get the ball back.
You had
and
the top two teams in time of possession this
year.
Ravens and Niners. They're both ball control type of offenses. And the Ravens, unfortunately, got the last six minutes of that game and didn't give the ball back.
After which stopping is smart the Niners on fourth down.
It was smart because they only had one timeout left. So it was like, oh, yeah, one timeout left. Let's milk this baby, get in the field goal range, and win this game going home.
A few of the other comments from Rapid Fire. Critical play on fourth and one, 49ers in the shotgun. I mean, is there anybody that likes that? Whether you're, I mean, we're three guys talking on the radio, and we Guru says Kyle Shanahan's the best play caller in the NFL. So I'm not going to sit here and say we know what we're talking about.
Right.
But why are they running a shotgun on fourth and one?
I'm befuddled. Man.
Why are they running out of the shotgun on fourth and one?
That's crazy.
When did fourth and one become a passing down?
Dude, Steiny and Guru, you guys hear me in the green room every morning coming in from a weekend of football, and teams all across the planet are in the shotgun on third and short, fourth and short. You got your running back lined up 7 yards in the backfield to get 1 yard, a half a yard. I don't get it. I don't like it. It's the new wave of offenses here. Get in the I formation or do what you did earlier in the game. Get a quarterback sneak.
And tell me, when was the last time? I feel like Garoppolo does it better than anybody. When
you
was
like
the
quarterback
last
sneaks
time
now,
Jimmy
huh?
G got stopped on the quarterback sneak? Hey. If you call up and tell us or text us, it'll be the first time. They get it done.
Aren't you the one that criticized Andy Reid for Mahomes going for a sneak? And wasn't that down near the goal line?
It sure was.
And this was just for a first down.
I'm not trying to put the trap on Guru, but you said it, Guru.
I missed you guys, but my top ain't going to blow. That was a guy that was already injured. So my only issue with that call was why would you even subject the body to
more injury? You don't mind flipping. You don't mind saying what's really on your mind at that moment.
Jimmy, like he got, that's good. That's my boy Mark. Jimmy, in that quarterback sneak, they're doing it better than anybody. Well, and for that call, with that run the ball.
Well, you saw the Ravens. You saw the Ravens on the next drive, on the final drive.
What they
did on fourth down, got up to the line of scrimmage, quick snap quarterback sneak. Why not quick snap quarterback sneak? Do me something, Steiny there. And then there are some callers in Rapid Fire who talked about the screen game.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a short week. We're only together on Monday and Tuesday. So on Wednesday, I sat at home like a bum, ran a couple errands. But I was watching the Patriots-Ravens game. Patriots-Ravens game. And I noticed the Patriots, especially in the first half, had a lot of success with the screen game against the Baltimore Ravens because their defense is just flying around. They're all over the place. So I don't know if I want to see a screen play on fourth and one, but I thought we should have saw more screen plays yesterday against the Ravens.
888-957-9570. The Baltimore Ravens beat the 49ers 20-17 yesterday in Baltimore. We're going to be talking about it for the rest of the day. So if you want to get in, now's a good time to do that. As far as the kicking game, to me, that's down on the priority list. I mean, they had a kicker who was hurt. The guy came in who was a rookie, replaced him, makes three field goals one night, has a chance to be the hero, misses against Seattle. They lose the game. And then Gold can't make a long 47-yarder in the rain. Hey, I mean, okay, so, like if you say they have a kicking problem, what do you do about it?
you try to get better. And listening to Lo Neal, he was talking about the whole operation from the long snap. And so I won't go that in depth because I didn't know that till he brought it up. But, Stoney, there's not much you can do. I'm not saying bring in kickers for the workout. I guess what you can do, and this is why I'm bothered. Stoney, I appreciate it. Real quick, this is you can't assume three. So right before halftime, if you knew your kicker was injured or coming back from injury, keep your foot on the gas pedal. So maybe go get that seven or go get that six as opposed to knowing you don't have a Tucker on your side. And I think assuming the three, Bonte cost him.
Well, if you can't assume three from your franchise player,
guy who held
the
out.
The guy you tagged.
I'm backing up.
Begged to go back to Chicago, tried to be a big boy, got his money. Got his money, and then what happened? You get it tipped?
Wow.
The problem was, it was before that. I know we got to go against the break, and we're going to talk about this later. But Emmanuel Sanders called for the black back in the block with 1:13 left in the first half on a big game by George Kittle. You then run Deebo Samuel. He gains 8 yards on a short swing play, setting up 2nd and 12. The Niners burn 30 seconds before snapping their next play with three timeouts. I didn't get it. Good teams don't do that.
Okay.
Well, I think the one thing we'll talk about after the break, obviously, is Kyle Shanahan. We'll dive into the end of that first half because I actually thought he had done a nice job and was still in good shape with 26 seconds left. They were on Baltimore's 42 with 26 seconds left and three timeouts. And they went into the locker room at halftime still with two timeouts. Completely unacceptable. To me. All right, here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. We're just getting started breaking down the 49ers' loss to the Ravens. Time to get into Kyle Shanahan's clock management and the late-game play calling and what we learned about the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. And that's all brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or a door ding, Chilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations or just a call or click away. Stop in or schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday.
San Francisco 49ers get beat 20-17 yesterday. Drop to 10-2. Take a step back. 10-2. Pretty amazing. Think about who they lost to. Seattle Seahawks were 9-2. The Baltimore Ravens, who were 10-2. Been a hell of a year for the 49ers. I thought they played a darn good game yesterday.
I love it!
Just could not get over the top, fellas.
They did, and what bothers me is, I want to say, you're not going to play the likes of Lamar Jackson or Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray moving forward, but to get what you want, and that's that NFC West crown, you got a date with Russell Wilson, who already got you. So I almost want to say, you know, you're done with those type of quarterbacks, but unfortunately, Bonte, you're not.
No, you're not. You're not done with Russell Wilson, and you may not be done with Lamar Jackson, because guess what? The Ravens right now hold the number one seed in the AFC. Right now, the road in the AFC goes through Baltimore, and I don't think that Patriots team we saw last night wants to go to Baltimore and play that Ravens team, and I definitely don't think the Kansas City Chiefs want to go to Baltimore and play that team, the Baltimore Ravens. They're physical and fast, but the Niners right now, look, they're at top of the conference right now as of 10:34 a.m. in the morning on Monday. We'll see what happens up north in Seattle today. Monday Night Football between them and the Vikings. Huge game. But the Niners still control their destiny. And as you said, Steiny, yesterday was a big boy football game. It was a big boy football game. How can you not like that? That was one of the games where I walked away and said, you know what, I can't even be ticked off. Because a lot of people thought they would get blown out or beat by 10 points to 13 points. They hung in there, man. They hung in there and fought with the best team, I think, in pro football.
All right. So, Kyle Shanahan, here's my question. Guru, you've talked about how great of a play caller he is, how it's chess, not checkers.
Right.
I think the bottom line, you know, I was just trying to think about him as a game clock manager and what he does during important times. And I wrote down on my pad, you know, he gets tunnel vision, it seems like. Mm. But it's not that, I don't think. Like, You ever have a time sometimes where you see a coach and you're like, that coach is getting caught up in the moment of the game.
Right.
Like, well, you know what? Shanahan never is that guy. He's the guy who's always over there just calling his plays as the clock ticks and as they get more. It's almost like he doesn't ever feel the pressure of the clock on his back. And that's the part I like.
Is that a good thing or bad thing, Steiny?
I don't think it's a good thing.
Yeah,
I don't think he's got situational awareness at times where, you know, he just, I don't know. It's he gets caught up in just the game, completely loses sight of the big picture. I mean, you cannot have three timeouts in that situation at the end of the first half and not use them. I mean, here's the other thing. A couple of these plays, they're running at the end of the first half. They're throwing the ball out toward the sidelines. It's like, you've got all your timeouts.
Right.
You could run.
Attack the middle of the field.
They were ripping big chunks of yardage off with the run. Like, they could have run the ball, and even if they only get 2 or 3 yards, fine. Then you call your timeout.
Right.
So I don't. The clock was already up against him with 26 seconds. But still, even at that point, you can use your timeouts by using the whole field. And he didn't do that either.
And you talk about how high a regard I hold Shanahan. It's up there. And this is the beautiful thing about being married, fellas, about me. I could get in a debate with you guys and not agree, but learn something. And I'm telling you this. We came in after the Seattle game when he could have ran the clock out. Niners got a tie, Kyle, but he chose to be overly aggressive. It blew up in your face because Seattle had time. But to me, the word I'm looking for is consistency. So if you're that guy then, why were you just half-assing and letting 30 to 40 seconds go off the clock before half? And my thing, Steiny, you're right. They were gashing with the run. Why didn't you use the middle of the field? But my thing is, this could be a demerit because he wasn't the guy that didn't play for the tie. So yesterday was the first day I saw some inconsistency.
You know
so
what?
He could have been caught up in the moment.
To me, that drive was what they should have done against Seattle. You push the ball. You got the ball up to the 50 or 40 on their side of the field with 30-ish seconds to go. Well, now you're perfect. Now you can run 3 or 4 plays. They won't get the ball back. And if worse comes to worse, maybe you push it down to the 20 so that the field goal is more makeable. It's all. I thought his thought process was very good. The execution, though, was
awful.
Was like not good. Like Mostert gets 19 on that first run. If Mostert runs in and gets no yards, well, now maybe you do want to get conservative.
Right.
But if 19 yards puts you at the 44, well, now we go.
Now
we got
you go
a ball
time.
Game.
You know what killed him was the Emmanuel Sanders block in the back. Sure, it was a ticky-tack call, but you can't do that because Kittle had
a big gain
there for 11 yards. But then you look back at it, it's 1st and 20, right? 1st and 20, you still got your timeouts in the bag. You hit Deebo Samuel for 8 yards. He gets tackled with about 1:20 left.
I remember.
The next play is over with 29 seconds left. You're like, why are you huddling up?
Yeah.
Get the play going. You got a good tempo moving. Don't worry about punting the ball back to Lamar Jackson I dare Lamar Jackson to move the ball 50, 60, 70 yards in the air, Guru, in the air before halftime. So, look, you're right about that. And one thing that hit me yesterday at halftime, everybody made a big deal about it last season. Sean McVay hiring a clock guru. He has a time management coach next to him for all situations on how to deal with the clock. Shanahan, I don't know if he has a clock guru or what.
But shouldn't you be your own guru?
No,
your head
he may
coach,
need help there. Everybody has weaknesses. Get you a clock guru if you don't have one. Get you a time management coach. Because you know what, Steiny? Uh-huh. I did think about the Seattle game a little bit. And I still agree with the thought process because if Pettis catches that second down pass against Seattle, the clock runs. But you're right there. His clock management skills, it needs some help,
He got caught up in the moment.
I don't know what happened there, but that can't happen. The way you ended that half, it can't happen against a good team.
All right, let's go out to Walt. Walt is in Stockton. What's going on, Walt? How you doing, man?
I just feel that Kyle Shanahan has absolutely no clock management. He lost the Super Bowl because of it. We lost the Seattle game because of it. And we definitely lost yesterday's game because of it. Thank you.
Jens?
Oh,
Yeah, I mean, the Seattle game. Look, I get. Like I told you, Steiny, I understand where you're coming from there. Pettis catches that second down pass. That's basically your run play. Clock is running. You don't have to rush. Yesterday, you looked at it, the clock management in the end of the first half, and I had a big time problem with it.
Why are you not aggressive?
I had a big problem with it, man. It was bad. That was bad. That's not what the good teams do.
That's all. That's not.
Would you see Brady do that? Would you see Belichick and Brady or Breeze and Peyton or any of these good teams do
that?
They're going to get that six. And if they can't get six, well, guess what? They're going to be at the 12 yard line or 20 yard line getting a shorter kick for your kicker who's coming back off an injury. That was, you know, it's just bad.
And this may sound crazy, and I know he missed the kick, but I felt like the fact that they almost settled for the kick, it wasn't even a good – can there be some such thing as a bad three? It was almost like, dude, you guys had everything perfect. Well, and then you just knew you were getting a three that you didn't get. I just – I don't know, man.
The 925 says, Steiny, they were behind the sticks after the penalty was first and 20. Let's go through it. Yep. All right, so Mostert rips off 19. You're at your own 44, then the Sanders penalty. It puts it back to your own 34.
8 yards.
With a minute 13, 8 yard pass to Deebo Samuel. Yep. And then what? 16 yard run for Mostert.
Yeah, let's go.
First down at the Baltimore 42 with 26 seconds left. You could have run the next play. You could have, like, that's the thing. You know, next play, Garoppolo pass short right. To board to the Baltimore 37.
Yeah. Offside
Baltimore. Now we're 20 seconds and you're at the 37. You could have still run one right up the middle for seven, which you were getting. Timeout. You got 15. Now you can take another shot to set up the field goal. I mean, I guess it's, you know what? And I mean this, I guess it's easy now. And I know Shanahan's got a million things going on, but as I'm watching the game, I'm thinking, you didn't handle it well up till about 30 seconds,
right,
but you still have time
to get some plays
in here.
See, my biggest issue was after Deebo gets tackled for the 8 yard gain. I'm like, oh wow, it's first and 20. You get 8 yards. It's second and 12.
Let's go.
That's manageable.
Let's go.
Manageable with the way you guys are moving the football. You could get 6 yards here and then set up a third and short or whatnot. But Mostert gets the big run. It was just, I thought they had too much. Like, they lined up on the line of scrimmage.
40 seconds
they
between
lined up, exactly.
Samuel catch
exactly.
And then the run you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. And the way they huddled up, it was just like they were just too nonchalant for me. It's like, you know what? Baltimore receives the second half kickoff. If you don't get any points here, they take the ball after halftime. Now, granted, Lamar Jackson fumbled with a great play by Marcel Harris.
Unbelievable.
Because it looked like Baltimore was going in for seven.
Man.
And they go up 24-14. Maybe game over right then there in the third quarter, and you're talking blowout.
Speaking of Baltimore, real quick, what do you guys make of their defense and their defensive? Did you walk away from the game saying that's a great D like the Niners?
49ers?
Because I didn't know. The Ravens. Because I'm wondering if that had something to do with Shanahan. Where they weren't just controlling the game or almost getting interceptions. There was one, Jimmy misread. My point is, Bonte, they were getting gashed on the ground. You could have called the 6 yards of pop the Niners average against that Raven defense. So what was it that maybe led Kyle to think they're playing such stout defense? We need to just be happy to get this three. That's what's mind-boggling to me. You could have ran something exotic or a screen and got this.
Look, that situation did not lose you the football game, by no means. But it was telling. And hopefully Shanahan, when he's back watching the film today, and he can use this, because he's still a young coach. Let's not forget, he's still a young coach. He's still learning on the fly. This team is still learning how to win big-time football games. Hopefully he could bottle this up and be better in that situation if that situation presents himself down the road, because you got to be better. The good teams, the great teams, their clock management is right on point. Mm. They maximize every second of that clock, especially in a two-minute situation.
Great ball game, too.
It was.
It was an absolute
classic.
Great ball game.
10-2.
To me, the 49ers have played two of the best three or four games of the year. That Seattle game was a classic. This was a classic. Came out on the short end of the stick, both. But again, if I'm a 49er fan, I can live with yesterday. Yeah, it doesn't mean you can't talk about Kyle Shanahan,
and
what happened at the end of the first half. Can't talk about the fourth and one. Of course, we can do all that. But I think the big picture remains really bright for the 49ers.
And
there's still a quarter of the regular season to play. And the reality is, if Seattle's going to win the division, they're going to have to win a lot more games. They still are. So the division's not out of reach either at this point.
And we talked about the Niners' soft schedule. They didn't make it. It was because of a last-place finish. And we talked about the Jackals. The Jackals should give credit. Yeah, the Niners didn't win that game yesterday, but they went 15 rounds. Could have got the – you know what I mean? So the Niners, give me any team – if the Niners shouldn't be scared to play anybody at this juncture anywhere. It's just about if you're comfortable playing that wild card game, and we talk about unfairness. Remember the Giants real quick? Back in the day, won 100 games, Steiny. Didn't qualify for the playoffs.
103 and 93.
So yeah,
why'd you have to
happen.
Go there, Guru?
I'm just,
why'd you have to open that wound up?
But my point is, a little tinker here, a little tinker there, you could be coming back on that plane with a W.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, I'm trying to find it, the fourth and one with Kyle Shanahan was in the
shotgun.
Fourth and one at the Baltimore 35. Fourth and one at the Baltimore 35. Garoppolo pass incomplete, short middle to George Kittle. Here's what Kyle Shanahan had to say about that. Why not sneak it?
Different stuff they do in those situations. Third and one wasn't the same looks that they had. We saw it on the original fourth and one. They just committed everyone in there, and it's extremely hard to also, we thought it was a full yard, so it's not always great to sneak it on. But definitely when they have people in there that you can't block and safeties, and they're gapping it out. So the best thing for us was to throw, but definitely could have came up with a better pass play.
Guys?
Sounds like a guy that's not admitting his mistake. And then two, I'm going to just say this, and I'm being real. You were 10-1 going into that game, and I'm hearing too much from the coaches about what other teams are controlling you to do. You are the San Francisco 49ers with the best record and dominant run game, Bonte. At some juncture, you got to trust your O-line or call a quarterback sneak. I'm tired of hearing of what they were doing in the lanes. Damn it, you go get the yard if you want the W.
You know what? Even on 3rd and 4, if you go back and you see Steiny to play before Marie Mostert, he gains 3 yards. They ran a running play out of shotgun on that one. And even then, I said, all right, it's 3rd and 4. You're in a shotgun. You're running with Mostert. I wouldn't have minded an I formation stretch run to the right. You're having success in the Baltimore front 7. Because for the most part, that second half, the Niners controlled the football. They started to flip the time of possession. Remember the first half? It was lopsided. It was damn near 2-1. They started to control it. Baltimore was gassing. You ran a play. You get 3 yards. Okay. But then you line up in the shot. Steiny, I'm sorry, man.
So you have bad feelings.
Take the mic away from me because I'm going to lose my mind. I'm seeing this. I saw Michigan in the shotgun against Ohio State at the 29-yard line running a Wildcat. I don't get what teams see with this formation. I don't get it. You got your back lined up 5 yards in the backfield. Kittle's bottled up. Run the damn ball.
You know what? You know what it is?
It's like bad analytics or something.
To me, with Kyle Shanahan, here's what I think it really comes down to. Is he a great play caller? Yeah. Can he draw up a play? All those things. But he's this, like, you know what? It feels to me like it's not enough to win the game. He wants to win it his way.
He wants to get cute.
On his terms, if you want to call it that,
wow.
I think that's fair.
Look at me.
But it's like he if you could say, look, just if you stay basic right now, you got a good chance to win.
Right.
He would be like, I don't want to do that. I want to do my stuff.
You're right, because we saw it in a Pittsburgh game. Remember the Pittsburgh game when they almost fumbled the ball away? 3rd and 1, they run the jet sweep motion, and the snap hits Richie James Jr. We always say that in short yardage. Seattle game, hell, when they set up the field goal in overtime. What happened on the 3rd and 1? They ran it out of shotgun with Mostert, and it gets stuffed. Stop getting cute, Shanahan. You got a really good fullback, you got a stable of running backs.
They were gashing them to the right side. They were gashing the Ravens running the ball on the right.
Let's go to Scott. Scott's in Marin. He wants to talk a little Shanahan. Hey, Scott, what's going on, man? What do you got?
Well, I'll tell you what. You guys are basically said everything I said. And
yes, sir.
What I'm really afraid of is that Kyle doesn't get it. I was shocked after the game with his answers to the question, because – there is no way you huddle up with 3 timeouts in your pocket.
Thank you.
And what I don't understand, you know, my buddy and I were talking about it. We were saying, you know, we never used to have this problem. I don't remember this problem ever being a problem with when Montana, Walsh, Seifert, all those years. And you know why? It's because the quarterback knew when to call a timeout.
Now they've taken, they neutered these guys so much, they get everything from the sideline so much. There is no way if I'm a quarterback, I don't call the timeout. He's not going to call it. I'm calling it. I mean, everybody, if they want a clock management person, just put a hotline to my couch. Because I'll tell you when to call a timeout. That's not bad.
That you know what? I think that's a good point, too. Because I think great quarterbacks, they call their own timeouts or they know when to call it. And any quarterback will always call one too early,
right,
as opposed to get the clock on their back too late. So what if you call a timeout with 1:10,
right,
and then your next play is for a loss of 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at that point, you surrender. Right. Make them take their timeouts. So if you at least have to give the ball up, they're going to have to go 80 yards with no timeouts with 30
and
seconds
Lamar
left.
And Lamar is not Dan Marino. He was not doing it through the air against the Niners yesterday. He got a touchdown pass
right
after the turnover, but
big
you
trust,
know what I mean.
Especially in that weather, fellas. That weather, I take my chances with Lamar going 80, 90 yards in that weather with his arm. He can't. I'm not saying he's a bad passer, but he's not there yet, like you said, Guru.
Let's go to Andrew. Andrew is in Walnut Creek. What's going on, Andrew? How are you, my man?
Good, fellas. How's it going?
Going well.
Hey, you know, I'm fired up like you guys. I couldn't believe it. It was mind-boggling yesterday watching this game, and it was bringing back nightmares for me. Good thing my fiance wasn't in the house because I was ready to break the TV. Just with the decisions. Like you said, before the end of the half, you have all that time. You have the timeouts. It's almost like you're giving it up when you pay $125 million to a quarterback. Hey, if you're going to trust him, then let him sling it if you need to. But Jesus, I mean, take a look at Robbie Gould. He's had a terrible season. You're going to depend on Robbie Gould to make you that field goal? I mean, it's crazy. And then at the end of the game, you have 3rd and 1. Devontae, you said it. Run it down their throat. They had Kittle, and I don't know if it was on the right side or left side, all game the second half. They were killing and dominated that side with Mostert. And at the end of the day, they decided to throw it out of all things with Jimmy G, and I was having nightmares that he was going to throw a pick six the other way. And you know, as much as I say with Shanahan, honestly, like, I am glad as a Niners fan that we are 10-2. A lot better than
That's
what we were looking at last season. But he's a guy that will lose the big game for us with his play calling and his ego, and he needs to get back to the basics.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate the call.
Brought to you by the Dowpad Guest Line. Dowpad wow helps you make smarter calls. Andrew's on fire, man. I felt like him.
and I want to obviously make it clear. I mean, I don't know how incensed you guys are about the loss. I mean, I do think there's some things to get at. Shanahan at the end of the first half was one.
Garoppolo.
And Shanahan on the second to last drive is two. But again, I do think the big picture is still extremely bright for this team. I'm certainly not giving up on the division. But you know what? If you have to give up on the division and you're looking at going to Dallas or going to Philly, you can win that game. It's going to be hard. And what was it, 12? The year that they won two games on the road
before
they lost to
Seattle in the NFC Championship. Had to go to Green Bay.
Won
it was 0
one
degrees.
Yeah.
You had to go to Carolina. You beat them on a Sunday morning, and then you come within seconds of beating the Seattle Seahawks. So it can be done. But it hasn't been done since the Baltimore Ravens did when they won the Super Bowl against the Niners.
And I'm going to just say this. There is no reason to hang your head if you're a Niner fan. And Steiny, the division is there. You're going to have to earn it, and vice versa with Seattle. What I will take away is there is a theme developing, and it's late in-game coaching with Kyle Shanahan, and there were some mirror images and scenarios the same that mirrored that Seattle game, but yet on this week in the rain, he was more aggressive. So that's starting to concern me, Steiny. I still think he's the man and dynamic, but moving forward, starting this Sunday against New Orleans, Bonte, people are going to focus on individual decision-making and play calls, and Kyle, you can't run and hide. Not that you're doing it, but those were a couple questionable calls. Starting with the end of the first half.
Is he the best play caller in the NFL?
No doubt, no doubt.
Well,
and I had a problem.
How can he be when he doesn't call great plays at the most important times?
Now, guess
what? Can you be the best play caller? It's like, can you be a great player if you can't hit a game-winning shot?
Now tell me, can he be that guy in the crunch?
Oh, yeah.
That's what's getting... Now, Steiny, you just echoed it.
Well, if I say to you right now, he's never proven he can get it done. I mean,
I'm writing it on my paper.
I mean, I wouldn't say that because it's still very,
but
very
some
young.
Of that is valid. And now you're getting in big boy territories, Bonte, to where it's the offs. You win or go home.
Right.
And we're going to be able to make decisions and write articles about your decision making in the crunch.
He gets to make up for it next week in the Superdome against one of the best play callers we've seen in the last 25 years in Sean Payton.
Yeah, so we're but see, they've been struggling a little bit that offense.
Division games. Hey, I don't care. It's the Saints in the Dome.
Kyle doesn't get it.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got full phone lines. Going to keep talking to you about this. Midseason classic. That's what it was. 49ers get beat 20-17. I don't think they lost the game. I think they got beat, and you got to take your hat off to the Baltimore Ravens, and that'll all be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday.
It is a Monster Monday sponsored by Dolan's Lumber, Doors, and Windows. Matt Steinmetz, Bonte Hill, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. Talking about the 2017 49ers loss yesterday in Baltimore. Hell of a ball game. Really, really good ball game. Enjoyable to watch. Just locked in from 10 a.m. till the final horn, and the 49ers fall. But what can you say? They're still 10-2. They're still going to the playoffs, assuming they can win another game. And the question is, now, how are they going into the playoffs? But again, I don't think we can lose sight of the fact that this team is 10-2 and has lost two tough games to two really good teams.
And here I go, Bonte. They could be 12-0. We could make an argument, and even it wouldn't even be an argument. There's a case to be made that the Niners could be 12-0. Fact is, reality, they're not. And I'm just wondering how they bounce back, because one thing else I wrote, and we'll get to the New Orleans later in the week, I didn't like Uncle Sherm getting hurt going out. So
he came
what's
back
his
in
availability,
the game.
Going up against Drew next week?
He came back into the ball game. He tried to come back in on that same very next snap. He tried to get back in. So he was back in. I'm not worried about Uncle Sherm. Uncle Sherm is a baller. You saw him yesterday. He was flying around making tackles. First down saving tackles yesterday, especially in the second half. He got down and dirty. Uncle Sherm's going
to
be fine for the New Orleans Saints.
Folks.
He did it. And look, a lot of people on the text line are saying, coming at us on the Chill and Auto Body text line, as if we're saying the sky is falling. We're not saying that. We're just breaking down some sequences here in that football game that probably could have been a bit better and ran a little smoother. Nobody thinks the sky is falling. We think this is a playoff team. We think it's one of the best teams in the NFL. And good luck going against that defense. That defense is ferocious. They hit you. And we didn't even talk about Fred Warner yet. Fred Warner, another good draft pick by John Lynch, who's flying around making plays. 11 tackles yesterday. Guy may be an all-pro this season.
And breaking up pass plays, and they can put that too. I mean, in coverage, I'm like, Fred, you're out there balling. You're an athlete, dog.
I don't know that I want to necessarily go here, but when you see Lamar Jackson, is he going to be a better quarterback or worse quarterback in 5 years?
Ooh, great question. Great question, because he's going to have to be better in the pocket.
He's taking too many hits. How long can he last at this rate, Matt Steinmetz?
I don't know.
And I don't want me personally. I love the flash and the sizzle, but they better try to hurry up and cash in on this Super Bowl, Bonte, because I love Lamar. But I do know, like Cordell Stewart, Michael Vick, all the guys, RG3, you can't keep taking that abuse. And yesterday, I thought the abuse was less because of the conditions, so those guys couldn't put all their weight on him.
He's a smart player. He's an athlete, and athletes have a way of not taking big-time crushing hits when they run the football. They know how to protect themselves. You look at Russell Wilson. How many big-time hits has he taken over the course of the years? He's a smart runner, just
lasted.
Like Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
but he has to get better in the pocket, because, Steiny, that's an interesting question. What I noticed yesterday, when the Niners were able to put Baltimore in a position of having like a third and six, at least six, third and long, Baltimore didn't convert. They're not built like that. So those early downs, when they're running the football or going with the play-action pass to the tight ends, you got to hold them on the first and second down.
They like third and a little bit.
They love third and a little bit, because they're going to go for it on fourth down. If you put Lamar Jackson in a situation where it's third and six, third and seven, third and eight,
I think he's going to struggle a bit. And in 5 years, that's going to be the next development. Steve, y'all got to do it. Randall Cunningham had to do it. Michael Vick
had
to do it.
Should have beat the Ravens. He threw into. He can be stopped, is what I'm saying. The Niners, again, that 100 on the ground.
But
Stardy
just said the next 5 years, what is he going to be like?
I'm worried about
it. I'm not sure.
I mean, in a crazy way, I mean, he was good. I don't think Lamar Jackson beat the 49ers yesterday.
See, I do. I think every bit of his athleticism.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.